Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is the beginning of my fourth and final week of teaching on how to fulfill your destiny. And I have really enjoyed this series. I know that this has changed a lot of people's lives. And as I've testified before, this is the thing that God used to get my attention, started me moving in the right direction. And I know from experience the potential that this has. Once you become, once you begin to start living with a sense of destiny, it affects you, it affects your motivation, it affects everything. It just totally changes your life. I think that one of the things that Satan has used to just really keep people from reaching their full potential is that they just don't feel like that they have a destiny. They don't feel like there's a real purpose. They're just getting up and going to work and coming home and watching TV and going to bed, and that's all that life is to them. And every once in a while, they get to go on a holiday or do something that they enjoy. But, boy, what a terrible existence. If you're a person that gets up and you go to a job that you hate and you're just dissatisfied with everything, you know what? That needs to change. Life is too short to live that way. When you find God's destiny, it gives you a sense of purpose, satisfaction, and peace, and plus it makes you productive and start ministering to other people. So we've been talking about this, and I tell you, it's been a tremendous teaching. Let me just say that we do have these products, and this is my last week, and so I want to encourage you to please get them. There's four parts in this, and this is a brand new product that we've put out, and I am really excited about this. This is a DVD with four of our Charis Bible College graduates' testimonies on here about how that they've discovered God's destiny for their life and about what's happened. And today, what I want to do, I want to play you one of these testimonies. The fourth one, we've been teaching now for, this is the beginning of my fourth week, and we've used three other testimonies. Today, I want to use the testimony of Leland Shores. And Leland is a man that came to us from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He was actually a person that with a very well-paying job at the Dallas Art Museum. And he just felt like God told him that it was time to just turn his life totally over to God. Just very similar to what I've been teaching here about being a living sacrifice. And so he quit his job. I mean, he was making a lot of money. He had a very cush job. He quit his job and felt like God told him to just devote his life to him. Now, he was already born again, but you know what? He wasn't strong in the Word. He had basically put his life into making a living and advancing in his career and doing these things, but he had always known that God had a purpose for him. And after living, I don't know how old Leland is, but probably living 30-something, close to 40 years doing his own thing, he just decided it was time to give his life over to God, and he became a living sacrifice. And to illustrate how that he really wasn't strong in the Lord at this time, he was actually thinking of going to a Catholic monastery and going into a monastery. He thought maybe that was the way that he would commit his life to the Lord. But it turned out that his mother was a partner of ours. And when she found out that he was wanting to do this and just turn his life over to the Lord, she says, "You ought to go to Charis Bible College." And through her influence, he came here and was impressed with what he saw. And anyway, long story, I'll let him give you the whole story here on this DVD. But Leland grabbed hold of the truth. It set him free. See, this is a great illustration of what I've been teaching, that you have to be a living sacrifice. He was willing to lay his whole career down, his whole ambitions, everything that he had built over nearly 40 years. He just turned from that because he felt God had a purpose for his life. So he made himself a living sacrifice, but he also came to Bible college and he renewed his mind. And as he began to renew his mind, then the Word exploded on the inside of him. He went on a missions trip, which is one of the requirements in our Bible college, that you have to go on a foreign mission trip to be able to graduate. And when he did that, he felt the call of God to go back to Uganda. For those of you who watched my programs in the early part of January, we did a whole series, a week-long series on Uganda. And the Lord has used Leland primarily to open up those doors. And I mean awesome things are happening. through him and other Bible college graduates and a program that Don Crow, an associate of mine, helped me develop, the discipleship evangelism program now is reaching around 250,000 people per week in the nation of Uganda are going through this. We've heard testimonies of people being raised from the dead. And I mean just major, major things happening. And we now have a bookstore right in the downtown part of Kampala, Uganda. And I tell you, it's not in an obscure place. It's on the busiest section. We have huge, I mean, tens of thousands of people walk by every day. We have my teachings going. People are listening to it. They're coming in and getting materials. We're beginning to make a real impact. We have two programs a day on the Lighthouse Television, which is a tower that the Chinese communist erected for Idi Amin to put forth his communist propaganda back in his day. But now it's been taken over by a friend of mine, Bob Nichols, from Fort Worth, Texas, Calvary Cathedral Church. And they have a 24-hour-a-day Christian television station there that reaches hundreds of probably millions of people in Uganda. We're on there twice a day, and we're getting a huge response. And in the beginning of 2010, January, we're going to open up a Bible college there with Leland directing this. And I tell you, it is amazing. An entire nation is being changed. I made reference to this earlier, but I got to meet with the president and the first lady and go in with Leland. And God has given Leland so much favor that, I mean, it goes right to the very top of the nation. God is doing a supernatural thing through a man who just a few years ago, 5 years ago or something like that, was operating, I think, as the curator of art for the Dallas Art Museum and just decided it was time to give his life over to God. And in just a short few years, here's an entire nation that is being impacted. Hundreds of thousands of people have been discipled, been born again, people raised from the dead, miracles happening because one man decided that he had a destiny. Boy, to me, that's awesome. So anyway, we're going to play this DVD for you. I'd like for you to watch this and be blessed, and then I'll be back at the end of the program to conclude today's broadcast.
And I really dislike religion. So much so that God has placed me in a country where it is so prevalent, it just chokes people. You know, it just chokes the breath out of them.
But there are many of you who really have had God reveal to you that He's got a special purpose and plan for your life. And you think, well, that's it. God, now you've told me what to do. I can handle it from here.
The transition actually happened before I came to CBC. God woke me up one morning early in 2004 and asked me to sell my home and everything. And I said, okay. I had originally thought about going and spending time in monasteries around the United States. And I knew my mom wouldn't be too happy about that since she's born again and spirit-filled. And I called her one day and I told her what I was planning. She said, you know, I think that's great. I'm just going to start praying for you. I thought that was kind of unusual, but I was happy about it. And then she called me a couple of weeks later and she said, you know who Andrew Womack is? And I said, no, I wouldn't know him if I ran into him. And she said, well, your dad and I went to one of his conferences, and she just described, you know, his ministry. And she said, you know, I saw him on television today, and he has a Bible college in Colorado Springs. And I called the prayer line and he gave me several scriptures for you. So she gave them to me and I got off the telephone with her, and the Lord said, I want you to write these down. And it was a profound word from God, and I knew that this was where I was supposed to be. You know, my problem wasn't religion. I mean, even when I was living in the world, I knew God loved me. My mom taught me that God loved me. But I was pretty self-centered, so the thing that God worked with me was on self-centeredness.
You know what? As long as you are all wrapped up in yourself, you make a very small package. You are going to have to be delivered from yourself, from trusting in yourself, either in a good way or in a negative way. You are going to have to be delivered from that and get to a place where you come to where, God, it's not me. It's got to be you in my life. As long as there is self-trust, As long as you think, God, what a wise choice you made in choosing me. I can see the wisdom. I'm an awesome person. You just get me on the stage and I can handle it from here. If that's your attitude, you're destined to fail. You need to come to a place to where you recognize that you, without Christ, can do nothing.
When I first came to school, I didn't know who Andrew was. And when I met him, I just watched him. In years in business, you know, I'd learned that if you want to do something, you want to excel in something, find someone that does it, you know, either mentor under them or hire them. And, you know, you take that experience and you move through what you're doing into the place that you want to be. So I watched Andrew for a couple of weeks and I thought, that is what I want. I want that. Because I saw his ministry, I saw the success of what he was doing for God, not physical things, but where he was in what he was teaching and how he was teaching and the results he was achieving. And so I decided to submit to that and sit under it, and that's why I am where I am today. I'm called to Africa. I will be there for the rest of my life. My heart for ministry in Africa is discipleship. That's pretty simple. I really don't have any other plan, but out of discipleship is teaching and revelation and raising people up. Everything that we learned is fundamentally based on the concept of discipleship. I'm a disciple of Andrew's, and I'm making disciples. You know, I teach the same thing. I repeat the same thing over and over and over and over. And I repeat it in the context of the tools that we're given. I haven't gone out and tried to recreate the wheel. After teaching the discipleship program, when I came back to the U.S., I got permission to use the core curriculum of the first year Bible college curriculum, which is Andrew's courses, Don Crow's courses, and Wendell's courses. So we went back to Kasese for 5 months, and Pastor Webster and Tallow, who works with me, we've been teaching together for almost 3 years now. And we went... We took the DVDs and the course, the curriculum, and we sat in the hotel and we watched the DVDs, and then we took it and we taught it in context. We taught it live, and we would reach a point where we could tell from the questions that the people were not having breakthroughs, so we take it back to the beginning. You know, everything that Andrew teaches hangs on spirit, soul, and body. And so we would take, when we were having our time, we'd take it back to the illustration of spirit, soul, and body. And we would, you know, we could hang our hats on those pegs, you know. And so we would, when people would have questions, we would go back and say, you know, this is what happened in your spirit. You know, this is your soul. This is your body. And so every question, we could take them back to that, and it would bring clarity. And so there were 3 Saturdays during the 5 month period that we had to go back to the very beginning. But by the end of the program, we had 49 pastors that got it, that weren't sitting there doodling on their paper, that they stood and they said, "We will never be deceived again." I'm going to tell you, there are doctorates of misinformation hanging on walls all over the world. And I really dislike religion. So much so that God has placed me in a country where it is so prevalent, it just chokes people. You know, it just chokes the breath out of them. And they're just lying there wondering if God loves them. I mean, people think they're going to hell. they really don't know they're going to heaven. People don't know that God loves them. People don't really understand their salvation. But I'm going to tell you, God has given us a plan, and He's given us the tools through Andrew, and we're seeing people change forever. And it's not just surface. It is in their spirit, and they've got it.
Praise God. I hope that that blessed you. I tell you, I am so proud of these people that are graduating from our Bible school. And I mean, you could just reproduce this all around the world. We have people over in England and in Ireland, of course, in Russia and Belize. And we're opening up Bible schools in India and in Hungary. And God is just doing awesome things. People's lives are being changed. You know, let me just point out a couple of things. And I don't mean by any means to discredit Leland. Leland is a great guy. But Leland really isn't a special person. I think Leland would be the first one to say that. And one of the things that impresses me, I mentioned this before his video played today, but one of the things that impresses me, this guy didn't have a strong foundation in the Lord. He hadn't gone to church for decades. And yet he was a Christian, and all of a sudden he just knew it was time to give his life over to the Lord. And so he was basically starting from ground zero. He didn't have, it's not like he had spent 20 and 30 years building to this point. He was a novice as a Christian. And yet he committed his life. He came and spent 2 years here in the Bible college. He worked for us for a brief period of time right here in our television department. And then he went out and has begun to start doing these things. And in just 5 or 6 years, God has done miraculous things through Leland. Again, no discredit to him. But it is not because he's the sharpest knife in the drawer, because he is the best person. It's because he committed himself to God. He was willing to make himself a living sacrifice. And then when Leland saw the effect that the word that we were ministering here in the Bible college was having, when he saw that it was already producing fruit, he had enough good sense not to go out and try and reinvent the wheel. He just decided to take the teaching that he had heard that had touched his life and changed him, and he went out and started teaching the same word. And I know that the first time I went to Uganda, I was absolutely amazed, because those people, they didn't have my materials. It wasn't translated into their language at that time. They didn't have DVDs that were translated into Lugandan. And so they had to take the teaching from Leland and from the other CBC students, and it was interpreted unto them, and they were getting it second and third hand, totally without me, without my personality, without, you know, any anointing that God has given me. It was just the message that was changing them. And when I went there, and Leland started every service by having these people that had been through the discipleship course stand up and just give a testimony of what teaching had helped them. And some of them got up and talked about eternal life. That was the very first teaching that we have in our discipleship evangelism program. And their testimony was nearly word for word what God had done in my life 40 years before. And here they were 40 years later getting the message second and third hand through an interpreter, but it was having the exact same results. I could see that it was the seed. It was the seed that was reproducing after its own kind. And I was just, I tell you, I was amazed. I can't express to you how much that blessed me, because even though I know it, sometimes you think it's because of the anointing that's on me or something like that. But I saw that it's not me, it's the message. Here it was through second and third hand, and yet it was producing the exact same fruit. And it encouraged me more than ever before that it's the message, it's the truth that is setting people free. And I want to encourage you that there are some of you who've watched all of this teaching that I've done on how to fulfill your destiny. And you've heard me. I've really tried to exhort people and encourage you. And some of you are just looking at this and thinking, well, that's good for you. I'm glad for Leland. I'm glad for these other people that I've seen the video. But you know what? That just wouldn't work for me. I'm just Joe Blow or Jane Doe Christian. I don't really have a purpose. I just don't think that God could ever do anything special or significant with my life. You know, I want to encourage you today that you have a potential that would just astound you if you could really unlock it. Most people are selling themselves short. You know, I heard a man, I forget now who it was, so I won't mention the name because I'm not absolutely sure, but they were one of these motivational speakers talking about potential. And they said, if you want to find the place on the earth that has the most potential, where would you look? And some people think, well, you go look in a university. Or maybe some people might say you go down here to the church with all of the believers, or you go over here to Wall Street, or you go to the powers of government or whatever. And this man said, if you want to find the place that has the most potential on the face of the earth, go to a graveyard, because the vast majority of people die and take their full potential to the grave with them. And man, I thought that was a powerful statement. And you know what? There are people watching this program all around the world. And sad to say, many of you are just going through life, you know, just following the person in front of you, doing what you have to do to get by and survive. You're trapped on a, like one of these little hamsters on a wheel, just going round and round and round and getting nowhere, and yet putting forth huge effort to do nothing. And I'm not saying that to hurt you, but I'm saying it to enlighten you. But God has a better purpose than that for you. Every one of you have a destiny. Every single one of you. And just as we've shown these DVDs and shown you people who are just average in every way, who yield themselves as a living sacrifice, and then they renew their mind, and the Word of God begins to start working on the inside of them. And we've seen this happen not only four times, but hundreds of times, thousands of times. And we're going to see it happen thousands of times more. I'm telling you, this will work for anybody. I just want to encourage you. I believe that this is God speaking through me to many of you watching this program all over the world, that you're aiming too low. You're shooting at nothing and you're hitting it every time. You feel trapped, like you have to just live this mediocre life, and yet God has an awesome plan for you. You need to release your potential, not only for your own satisfaction, but there are people who you're carrying their miracle. They aren't going to receive from God if you don't reach out and touch them and release the potential that God has placed on the inside of you. You need to recognize God has a purpose for you, and don't go any longer just hoping that things work out. That's not how it works. I want to encourage you to believe God and reach your full potential. And you know, that's what all of these materials are about. I know that some of you think I'm hawking materials, but we give them away. We give away these things one at a time. Now, we do ask for a donation of some amount if you're going to get the entire album or if you're going to get this DVD, but we don't specify an amount. I'm not saying this because I'm trying to get your money. I'm trying to get the Word of God out to you, and I can guarantee you that a little 30-minute program, even though it might be used by God to touch you, these materials will impact your life much, much more than just this 30-minute program, and that's the reason I want to put them in your hands. Plus, you need to go back over the things of God. This is what I do. I don't ever listen to a teaching just one time. I meditate on things until it becomes part of me. And so that's the reason we're making these available to you. I encourage you to please take advantage of it. And also, you could get this and share it with someone else. It'd make a tremendous difference. We're out of time today, but our announcer is going to share with you and give you information about how you can receive these materials. And then I ask you to call or write today.
We're happy to announce that Destiny Stories Volume 1 is now available. Contained on one powerful DVD are the stories of real people who dared to believe that God had an exciting destiny for their lives. You'll be inspired and transformed as you hear their stories. Destiny Stories is available for a gift of any amount. Request DVD T3006D. Andrew's teachings played a central role in each of these Destiny Stories. Today, we're offering Andrew's four-part teaching titled, How to Fulfill Your Destiny. This teaching will help you discover your God-given destiny and teach you to walk in it. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request CD album T1051C or DVD album T1051D when you contact us. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. The third teaching in the CD album titled Renewing Your Mind is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third teaching free of charge. Request teaching THT-121C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
I'd like to remind you that today is our last day that we're offering the third teaching in this four-part set on how to fulfill your destiny. The third teaching in here is talking about renewing your mind. And that's what I've been talking about for the last few days. And so we have the entire album. It's a four-part series, and we're going to continue to teach on that through Friday of this week. But we offer the album for a donation of any amount. For those who could not or would not send any money in and get the entire album, then we offer each one of the individual teachings in the album free of charge. My partners have enabled me to do that. And we want you to have this teaching. It'll change your life. Today's my last day to offer you the third teaching in this series as our gift, so please call or write today.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned the Discipleship Evangelism 48-Lesson Condensed Book. This product is available for a gift of $35 or more. Request book T417. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a Gospel Truth seminar this week, June 11th through the 13th, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, June 29th through July 3rd. He'll also be in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st, in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth seminar, August 6th through the 8th, and in Little Rock, Arkansas, August 28th through the 30th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd. For our Summer Family Bible Conference.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.